1-4-3. 1-4-3 or
yeah,
1 and
that's
2?
That's what I meant.
1-4-3. Oh, 1-4-3.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
USC, baby.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 694 of Locked On Raptors for Thursday, April the 2nd. I am your host, Sean Woodley of Raptors.com, I guess for one last day. My last piece went up today, so go read it over there. You can find me on Twitter at WoodleySean. You can find the show at Locked On Raptors, where you can find links to every single episode of the podcast. And of course, please make sure you are checking out the Locked On Podcast Network. There's no sports right now, but there are many, many podcasts for you to check out on the network, from greatest of all time stuff, brackets, lots of fun guests and things like that across the board. Please make sure you're finding the shows covering the teams that you care about and even some that you don't care about. Support them by subscribing, rating, and reviewing wherever you get your shows, and it's very much appreciated when you do that. It helps us through what is a very strange and uncertain time for a sports podcasting network in a world without sports. So thanks in advance for helping us out. All right, on today's show, as promised a couple days ago, sorry for the off day yesterday, but I was a little bit tied up writing my Raptors.com finale for the Greatest Raptors Performances of All Time tournament, but it's part two of my conversation with Katie Heindel discussing the Marc Gasol visit on Avec Class with Serge Ibaka. We got about halfway through, and now we are on to finish up our chat, and because, of course, my recording failed because my computer is a piece of garbage, and I apologize for that, but it just gave me another excuse to talk to Katie this week, which is great. Katie, what's up?
A little less drunk this time, but that's okay.
I just opened my first beer of the day at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
getting...
you're celebrating. You like finished a big weird thing, you know?
That is true. Yeah, I'll chalk it up to celebration for sure. It's nice being, I don't know, it's in part like a relief to not be writing for Raptors.com like big ass pieces every week, but also at the same time it's sad because it was a lot of fun and I enjoyed every second of it, even though it was a strange month in which I did not get to cover a single game the team played, but I thought I did an all right job making the best of a bad situation and infusing some weirdness into Raptors.com, so thanks to the folks over there for helping me do that, and now
you
we
may
just
hold
continue.
The record, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm the only the team employed writer who did not get fired, who went the entirety of their contract without covering a single game by the team they were employed by. Crazy stuff. I'll take it. Why not? It's not like I write good stuff when I cover games anyway. So most of the crazier stuff just comes from inside my brain. All right, Katie, let's dive back in, shall we? Where we last spoke, we were at the point at which the Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol were running through the latest in Marc Gasol's outfits. Like, not really the latest, just sort of the progression of his outfits from his Miami Vice days early in the decade to maybe a more dad-inspired look of a tank top and bathing suit and some other things in between. And now they've moved on to the point where Marc Gasol is getting dressed, baby. He's picking out his clothes, trying to replace the outfit of a puffer vest, the dude t-shirt, and some strange shorts. Let's listen in, shall we?
Did Memphis influence your style?
Yeah, Memphis influenced my style. Yeah, Mike Conley influenced my style.
Mike Conley?
Because
Mike
Conley dressed really nice.
Yeah?
But he can go at any store. Yeah. And, you know, here obviously we can find my size in a lot of stuff, but he can go at any store and buy, right? He can go anywhere and find his size. So he always dressed really nicely. And I'm like, okay, maybe I have to learn a little bit from
him. Oh, so he's the one who really influenced your style.
Yes. I care a little bit more about, you know, the way I look most of the times now than I did in the past. I think
why?
In the past.
Why?
You're more self-aware, I think, you know.
Did Power give you any of his clothes back in the day?
Hands down from Pau, nothing.
There's nothing? No, come on, big brother.
No, he maybe like a pair of shoes, like early on. Yeah, big brother didn't do hand downs.
Why? You didn't ask him or he didn't want to give you?
I think a little bit of both.
Both?
A little bit of both. And his style and my style are completely different.
You think?
Yeah, he looks more like a, you know, he's more like elegant, more...
Businessman.
Business, yeah, business.
Politician.
Yeah, he's politician. He's politician. He's He's
and yours more, you know, street, nice.
More, yeah, more outgoing. It's like personalities, right? Like everybody has different personalities, and you dress accordingly.
So that's where we get the inspiration and the tales behind Marc Gasol's Devil May Care approach to clothing nowadays. Thoughts on the Mike Conley influence in particular? I know you are fond of Mike Conley and his work.
I am. Mike Conley is just like such a classy guy. And he does look good. He does look good pretty much all the time. And his style has evolved as well. In a different way than Mark, I think, but like for both guys who've since left Memphis. I noticed Conley this year, he's wearing a lot more like, you know, vests, kind of like hiking, tailored hiking gear. He's trying some Western, like Southwestern hats on. I like it. I'd like to see Mark in like a hat like that. Serge wears them too.
Yeah, Mark's wearing a hat here, the green vegetarian cuisine hat. I think it's the only time I've ever seen him in a hat. It looks a little bit strange to me. It's just like...
I like the ball cap, but I almost wish he just had like a, you know, just like a plain one. Mm. Kind of like a dad cap, but just like a plain bougie one, like a stonewashed one. You know, you've seen, everybody's seen him around. Or like a classic kind of like polo with the little guy on there.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, fair enough. But no, he's going with the merch from the green restaurant. He's not a vegetarian though, right?
No, I'm sure. Again, I think this is just like a lot of this seems to be things that he was probably sent.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski, just the sponsor of Marc Gasol's outfits. Then we get into the talk about Pau Gasol and the comparisons between their looks. Do you agree that Pau Gasol is politician and businessman?
Elegant politician.
Yeah, elegant politician versus Gasol, who is a little bit more fun with it.
Sure. I mean, the politician thing is funny because like that varies so much depending on where you are in the world. But I think both, it's interesting because I think both Serge and Mark are approaching it for more of like a European politician who generally are a little bit more stylish.
Yeah, for sure. Also, Pau to me dresses like a guy who likes the opera and likes to go to the opera and dresses up for the occasion. Whereas I'm not sure, like Gasol to me does not strike me as a person who would dress up to go to some sort of function. I think we might have talked about this on the previous episode, or maybe it was part of the part that got cut out, but I think Gasol is like one of the most likely guys on the Raptors, period, to show up to an event underdressed.
Yeah, no, I think so. Or just he's like, because it's like a gamble to him, right? He said he's like, I just like kind of decide like when I'm getting dressed. So, I mean, if you're inviting him to your function, you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We fast forward ahead to some more conversation between the two. I don't even remember what the conversation is now. I haven't watched the video for 2 days. So let's find out, shall we? And I believe this is the very best part, the money sequence of the entire video. Let's check in.
You should know me by now.
I know you a little bit by now.
You know me by
now? A little bit.
Exactly. So. Take me out of this, all right?
What is the difference between swag and drip?
You can see the difference.
Oh, you can see it, but you can't really tell it.
Yeah, but it's mentally too, right?
It's mental.
Mental too.
Right? Is it generational? Inside. Is it generational? Like, if you're born, like you have swag.
Exactly,
but now you
generation
have...
two. It's about generation two because, you know, the younger, more, they have like swag.
Okay.
You know, and the older now, you know, the older got people who don't really want to look too old, but they have a little drip, they put some drip.
Like you and me?
Huh?
Like
no, me and you are different.
Different, of course.
No. I'm not saying your style or my style is better than Leno. I'm not saying that. It is different.
We're just talking about age right now.
Okay, yeah. Don't put me there, please. So my point is, and then you have some people do drip, like I say, and some people do swag. Okay. And then some people like to do art, like me.
So if you were a Spanish painter?
Yeah.
You would be more like a Picasso, a Miro? Picasso.
I think me, I would be more about Picasso.
Picasso?
Yeah.
You look more like Pablo. You look more like Pablo.
Okay, you...
All right, so swag and drip, obviously, the topic du jour today. I think Serge explains it pretty well. As we talked about in the previous episode, the distinctions between the two are many and are subtle. My favorite part of this whole exchange is Serge getting very offended at Gasol suggesting that he's in his age bracket. And once again, dropping like a bit of a subtle, like underhanded compliment, I guess, like sort of building up Gasol for his age and wisdom while also refusing to be put in that category.
Wait, what's the age difference?
I think it's like 5 or 6 years. Gasol's 35.
Serge is 30.
Yeah.
And yeah, Serge is 30.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you were looking at like a census, they would be in the same bracket.
Yeah, that's true.
30 to 35 if you're going really small, or sometimes it's even bigger, like 30 to, you know, 30, 40. Anyway,
although there sometimes is like an 18 to 34. 18 to 34 is a bracket for sure. So.
That's a wild bracket. That's like that's too much. That's like a really unwieldy bracket.
Yeah.
We should do a bracket of age brackets before sports comes back. Anyway, everybody handles aging differently, right? I think, you know, Mark, I think he's handling it a little bit more casually than Serge.
Mm-hmm.
As we can see, I think he's a little bit more comfortable. Just generally all around, Marc Gasol is a very comfortable man. You can see it in the way that he dresses, case in point, and you can see it in, like, yeah, his reference to aging. I don't know. The drip and swag thing, I think, is interesting. I know we talked about it, but I think it's interesting they're coming at it from, like, a demographic thing, like a demographic way. Mm-hmm. But they also sort of reversed the demographic, I think, that I think of in my own head.
I do find that swag, again, I think swag is not even really necessarily a style. It's more a kind of clothing item as opposed to drip, which I think is more sort of a word that defines style. But either way, we know that the brackets in this bracket of age brackets that we do will be distinguished between youngers and olders, which is what I'm going to start calling people.
But like, even the term, and like this might be, I might be really outing myself as a huge loser, like if I'm wrong, but I think even the term drip is slightly newer and less colloquial than swag.
That
it's
is
on the way, but I think so from what I am seeing from my tiny perspective of the world.
We are going to continue discussing Marc Gasol's appearance on Avec Class with Serge Ibaka in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about Echelon. Look, we're all cooped up inside. No one can go to the gym right now. Not that I would go to the gym anyway. But if you are a person who goes to the gym, you may be thinking, how am I supposed to stay in shape? The answer is Echelon. To get fit in 2020, you don't have to pay a ton to join a gym or pay a ton for overpriced fitness equipment. The best way to get in the best shape of your life is with Echelon. Go to echelonfit.com to discover their EX1 connected fitness bikes that offer a high-quality at-home cycling experience at less than half the price of a Peloton. Echelon makes beautifully engineered products for everybody, busy moms and dads, quarantined folks, first responders, elite athletes, whatever your activity level is, Echelon has you covered. And with daily live and on-demand studio classes right in your home, you'll never have to step foot in a gym. And even when gyms open up again in the future, you may never go back because you have your Echelon in your home. You're going to love Echelon, but if you aren't 100% satisfied, we're going to give you your money back. Join the hundreds of thousands of men and women who are getting fit with Echelon. Don't pay a ton for Peloton. Buy an Echelon bike today for under $1,000. Go to echelonfit.com/LONBA as well to learn about their limited time free Apple iPad offer and complete details of that exclusive offer. Echelon, it's your time. That's echelonfit.com/LONBA. echelonfit.com/LONBA. All right, so let's continue on here, Katie, diving into the back part of the episode of Avec Class with Marc Gasol. The next section here, Marc Gasol gets his clothes, he comes out, he does a photo shoot, he stares the camera down with blue steel, and then it is the buzzer round. Let's listen in.
Okay, I see you. Yeah,
good, not bad.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, clean.
I like it.
How you feel about it?
Feel really good.
Who helped you? I'm sure someone helped you.
What do you mean?
No
one helped me.
You want to tell me you put all this outfit together by yourself?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I do it every day, every morning.
Every morning.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So that's your style, like Mark's style?
That's my style.
Or you just do it for the show?
Maybe the shirt I would not wear, but the
no?
rest...
No? Let me see.
Like another layer, maybe?
Can you do like this, sure?
So, but I like sometimes you gotta step out of your comfort zone. You learn more about
it. To me, this is as simple you can get. Like,
as simple as it gets?
Yeah, like, I mean.
But it's good?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Good job.
Thank you.
So now, Mark, we're gonna play this game here.
All right, we're going to get to the buzz around in a second. Let's talk about the look first. Marc Gasol comes out in a long duster jacket, a white button-up shirt underneath with the just like skinny black jeans, it looks like, and white sneakers. Thoughts on Marc's look here?
He looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he looks great. I think the only my only dislike is you can see the black T-shirt that he wore in, but I think maybe that was just of ease of like – he wanted to get changed quickly. But I like it. I feel like it's like a real kind of high fashion, but like contemporary, but casual look. And he should start dressing like this if he feels like it, but mm-hmm. I think he did a great job.
He did. I think he's a little offended by Serge suggesting that he needed help to pick out the very simple outfit.
Yeah. I want to know, because at first you're like, oh, he's joking. But then again, when like you realize Serge isn't joking is when he presses upon things like too much more than he should.
Yeah.
So by the end, you're like, who does he think was in there? Like helping him out.
OG was in there, of course.
Maybe.
He's not wearing a scarf. Although a scarf could help this look, I think, a little bit. No?
Spoiler alert.
What? Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why that was in my brain. It's because that does happen later on. But yeah, it's a good look. The black T-shirt under the white shirt is certainly a problem. Katie, you're a stylish person. I'm not sure if you always have been. I don't fancy myself terribly stylish. I feel like I kind of have like a similar approach to clothing as Marc Gasol does, where it's like, yeah, this works. I'll wear it. Fine. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But there was definitely a time in my past where, like, I would have, I don't know, like a red American Eagle polo with, like, a blue shirt underneath or something terrible like that in, like, my grade 10, 11 age bracket. The most awkward of all the brackets in the bracket of age brackets. Did you have similar moments where you didn't understand matching and complimentary pieces and things like that?
In high school?
Yeah.
In high school, I was a raver, so I can't really talk about... I certainly had a very specific style that was kind of like all my own, but yeah, I don't look upon that time fondly. But I will say, to Mark's point, I do sometimes do that now when I'm like, eh, you know, like I want to mix it up a bit. You kind of... Sometimes you have to try a look out, and even if you're not sure if it works, you have to honestly like wear it through a day or like wear it through something. And then if it doesn't work, you know pretty quick. Either for me, it's like, oh, I feel kind of uncomfortable. Like I don't feel good in it. So mm-hmm. or something just seems like, I don't know, I'm like fussing with myself too much. But it's like, if you feel good and like, you know, bonus, you're getting some compliments, then you know, like you've given it a good test drive. And like, that's a look that you can return to. So I like that. Like, I like him just owning the trial and error thing.
Absolutely.
Not everybody does that.
I can't imagine Serge is that. Like, I don't think Serge ever goes out of the house unless he's feeling great.
Yeah, I think Serge has, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. You know in the movie Clueless when they have, like, the dressing software mm-hmm. and you can, like, make the outfits in the day? That probably exists now as, like, a non-futuristic thing, most likely.
Serge might be an investor in this company.
Yeah, I feel like Serge has something like that on the go, you know, because it also is like he's not the kind of person that's going to try on like five different outfits. He's going to have a very good idea going in, and then he'll be getting like dressed, you know. People that say like, I don't really get this because sometimes I get too flustered, but people who are like take pleasure out of like getting dressed, like putting those specific pieces on, I feel like that's Serge.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. Let's carry on into the next part, the buzzer round, which is great. And to spoil a little bit, the most efficient buzzer round answering I think we've ever seen from a guest on Avec Class. Here we go.
This game is called Buzzer Round. Okay. Are you ready about it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do it.
What would a fashion line by the Gasol Bros be called?
The Bros?
Nah.
That's no real class.
Divine, man.
Very
divine.
Divine.
Divine. Like the vine, but with the G. Divine.
Who was your best dressed teammates?
I like your style. I like your style.
Thank
I really
you.
I like
Pussy Man, original man. Thank you. Who spends more money on the clothes, you or your wife?
Me. Because like I have to get everything custom made, which is always makes it more
expensive. Yeah. Who needs this makeover more than you?
I like to see Pascal.
Who dress better? You
me.
So you just burn a pow.
Yes.
The man say he just burn a pow. Pow. Come on, pow. You need to show off, pow.
All right. Marquis.
An all-time good buzzer round, I think. Let's start off with the clothing line. There was a bit of a skip there during the G-Bros that Gasol proposed as the Gasol clothing line, and then he pivoted to Javine. Thoughts on either of these options, Javine or G-Bros? What is better?
Neither's great, but I like the idea that they go into business with both names, but they still need like a parent name, but it's basically like high low end of the spectrum, like G-Bros being your like board shorts and tank tops, like how Mark described himself dressing, but like that kind of stuff, and Javine being like more like toward pow on the spectrum.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. G-Bros being sort of the casual side of the store.
Or almost like trashy.
a lot of dumpy looking baseball hats for G Bros.
And like polyester.
Yeah. Like very like, gaudy logos for G Bros as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Javine is sort of, it's, you go into the store and you're like, why are these two things in the same store? What is going on here?
It's just silk. It's just like beautiful silk,
mm-hmm.
linen, natural fabrics.
So many pocket squares. yeah, I like that. It's like Javine would be sort of the third floor of Eaton Center, whereas G Bros is the main floor, except they're put into the same store, and it's just like a very very confusing situation when you walk in. What is the price range that you're looking at for say a let's say like a sweater from Javine? What are you looking at for that, and then the G Bros sweater? What do you think is the cost?
I mean, I'm thinking like 800 to like 1200 for Javine, because we're probably talking like lamb's wool, you know, hand dyed, maybe you know, Angora,
mm-hmm.
just some really luxe fabrics, right? And then a G-Bro sweater is just like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's like the South Pole, like two pieces you maybe used to get at Stitches. And then I don't know. I mean, it's probably going to still be expensive, right? So I'd say like $80.
Yeah, I think you're probably looking at 80 to 90 is the low end, with
yeah.
things going up to like maybe 200.
Yeah.
What's the underwear situation for Javine and G-Bros? Do you think they do good underwear? Good underwear is hard.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't buy, already I'll say this, it doesn't even exist, but you shouldn't buy G-Bro's underwear. But Javine's probably pretty nice.
Yeah, but it's like to the point where it's like you can't justify spending that money on underwear. I know I certainly get to that point. Like I don't cheap out on underwear because it's important, but you get to a point where it's like, really, this is not, I can't justify $30 for a single pair. Or something like that. And I'm sure Javine underwear is like $80 a pair. So,
I mean, you wear it every day, Sean.
Yeah,
I mean,
but like...
maybe some people actually don't. But for something that you do, I feel like you could splurge if you've got the means.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess that's
what it comes down to. There's like two distinct types, shopping at G-Bros and Javine.
Just if it comes down to me buying a G-Bros sweater or Javine underwear, I'm going G-Bros sweater all day.
Yeah. You get more public-facing wear out of that.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm sure G-Bros has some good discount underwear. I don't know. Maybe not.
Again, I don't think you should wear it. I feel like I don't know how this would happen, but it would almost be like hazardous. Like it could kill you if you like put it on incorrectly.
Just like leeches into your downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
There's some questionable dye situations going on with Jeep Bro.
Yeah. All right, let's carry. Oh, sorry. The rest of the responses from the buzzer round. You've got Gasol talking about who on the team is in most need of a makeover, much like Marc Gasol is. I guess not really a makeover, but just like a style upgrade. And he says Pascal Siakam. What are your thoughts on Pascal being the guy Gasol has pegged as the next victim of Serge Ibaka?
I like that. Yeah. I think we've said as much like before. I think like it's not that Pascal dresses badly. He's just like he dresses like a younger guy.
Yeah, he dresses like he's 26. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's got his like custom sweatsuits on. You know, we both share the same hoodie. It's just from Urban Outfitters, but it's very nice, you know. Anyway, yeah, I think he could do quite. He would look really good dressed this way. Like, I've seen him dressed this way before for the Forbes magazine shoot that he did and that I wrote, like, the cover story on. And he was in, like, clothes from Holtz, like, beautiful cut, like, linen cut suits, like, really nice shirts, beautiful pants and shoes. And he looked fantastic. So I would love to see him step into that, but it's going to be the kind of thing I think, like, be nice to have Serge sort of gently guiding him because he's going to do it as he's ready, and he's got to feel, like, confident enough to continue dressing that way.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's sort of getting a permission from Serge to dress in a way that's not oversized T-shirts and, you know, just whatever is clean that day. That is, Siakam is the most whatever is clean that day player on the team, I think. No?
Yeah. No. There's definitely like no, I think Siakam sometimes is still like cuz he'll have like a matching sweatsuit on, right?
Yeah.
Or like he'll do something with like a jacket.
Okay.
So I don't think he's like, "Oh, I picked this up off the floor and it's like passable."
So then who is that player?
Like Pat McCaw. I don't know actually. Like it's like well, I will say that, like, sometimes the Raptors are, like, extremely casual, like, like in terms of, like, their tunnel looks. None of them are, like, slobs.
No, it might be Lowry, honestly, because he's a dad and, like, just he's got other things to worry about.
He's repurposing.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And then what else did they talk about in this thing? There's so much. He answers so many questions. It's like usually there's one or two that get answered. Or OG trolls for the entire time. well, he says he dresses better than Powell, which, fair enough. Oh, he also says Serge is the best dresser on the team. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's like kind of, it's, I guess you could kind of have a contrarian take if you wanted to. I'm just not even sure who would really be the contender, right? Like, I don't think it's either Fred or Gasol or OG, the three guys who have already been on the show. OG maybe, but he doesn't really seem to care all that much.
It's not as consistent.
No.
And I think, yeah, there's like the level of care that Serge has when he dresses and like how put together he looks and some of the looks he pulls off. He's in a category of his own.
Here's a question for you. Who's the better dresser between him and Russell Westbrook?
It's totally different.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's totally different styles. I know a lot of people don't like Russ's style, but I really like it. Because I feel like he is someone else who just like kind of takes chances with looks. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they do not.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. He's like, he takes risks and he kind of has fun, I think. Serge is like a bit more serious of a dresser.
Yeah, I mean, he says it's art, but really, to me, it's more science than anything with him.
Science?
Yeah, he dresses scientifically. Like,
yeah.
The angles are precise, the choices are deliberate. There's not much freestyling. Yeah.
More mathematically, maybe.
Yeah.
But scientifically, I think, could be Westbrook, because then it's like when you've got something that's exploding and that's not what you meant to do. You know?
He's also – Russ is definitely more likely to wear a lab coat as a piece.
I think he has. So, yeah. I'd say like math for Serge, science for Russ.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Let's carry on with the remainder of the conversation. The biggest part – is Gasol choosing the gift that Serge has offered up between it's between a Burberry scarf and a Real Madrid jersey. Here is how it goes down.
Okay. That's it. That's okay. All I'm asking.
All right.
It's fair enough.
It's fair.
Okay, we got a deal.
We got a deal.
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds to go.
Pick one?
Yeah, pick one. It's all yours, baby. All yours. Just keep going. You got 20 seconds now.
I can't look, though.
No, you cannot look. No, okay, you okay. Cannot look. Just pick. You got 50 seconds.
But you pick from energy? I'm asking
anything. I don't know. Do whatever you want. I'm not looking.
You know what's in it?
Go ahead. Just pick. I don't...
Do you know what's in the picture?
I know in the picture. Yeah, go.
Which one? Which one should I pick?
Which one?
Yeah, is our class left or our class...
I think you have to pick this one right here. No, no, Mark, you don't touch. No, you need to pick it. No, you say, listen, no, you cannot look. Mark, no, you don't do that.
We didn't explain that part, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, I go back.
Here again, you don't do it. You're just gonna pick which one, you go pick.
So you're giving me a present, I cannot look what it is.
No.
So the only time I can look at it is when the show comes on?
Yeah, no, when you pick, after you say this one.
I picked that one.
Oh, you're the one?
I picked that one.
Ah, okay, cool. Let's see what is it. That's a show off. No! No! Ah, that's a good one. So now, look what you missed. I mean, what you didn't get. Ah! Make sure you show. Show.
No.
You have to.
My hand.
No,
hurts.
No, you have to show.
My hand hurts.
No, Mark, you have to show.
You have a Purell.
Show the one you missed.
It burns.
It burns. No, just show.
It burns my hands. What is it?
I don't know. Sure. You want to see?
It burns. I think I'm allergic. That's what he wanted me to wear. And he knows I'm obviously a big Barcelona fan, so that's what Serge wanted me to...
So this is actually, I want you to watch you wear this and post the picture. And you know the hashtag will be Hala Madrid too.
That will be the Hala Madrid?
Yeah.
That's what I was agreeing to?
Yeah, that's agreeing to.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good for you.
Good for you.
Man, I wish you had that one.
Yeah, let's talk.
There's so much here. So let's start with the confusion that Serge seems to have in explaining the game to Gasol. And, like, Gasol seems unsure as to what he's allowed to do. Serge seems unsure as to what he wants Gasol to do, even though he's played this game with multiple people before. What's the deal there? Is it just that Serge really wanted Gasol to pick the bag up physically instead of just looking in the tissue paper? Or is it that he... I don't even know. It's a very strange reaction, all of it, from Serge. He's very, like, up and... He's, like, bipolar in this situation where he's like, hey, pick this one. No, pick that. Oh, damn it, you picked that one, even though he pointed to that one. I don't know. It's a very chaotic scene here from Serge.
I love how upset, like genuinely upset he gets when his teammates don't pick the mean gifts that he like spends more time thinking of and like designing, right? Than the nice gift, which is like someone's just like, this is beautiful and expensive. Throw this in the other bag, you know? So I think maybe that's why he gets kind of upset, because he like knows how much effort he put into the terrible gifts.
Yeah.
So I really love to see him get flustered and like genuinely upset when they don't pick them. This was weird because like Gasol sort of understood the rules all along, but Serge didn't get that he did.
Yeah.
Because he was really confusing him at points. I don't know if he knew where things were, because he kind of pointed at, if it's what you're saying, then he kind of told him to pick the nice present.
Yeah.
But I think he obviously wanted him to pick the mean present. So... I don't know.
Was it reverse psychology, perhaps?
Maybe. That's true, actually. Maybe. Won't put that past Serge.
No, certainly not. A really great reaction. What do you think of the Burberry scarf and how... I mean, Mark's wearing it kind of weirdly now that I look at it, but he's got it, like, wrapped in, like, draped down the back. But...
It's just another way. There's really no wrong way to like casually toss on a scarf.
I guess that's true. I'm not much of a scarfsman, so I don't really know etiquette of the
as
scarf.
As long as it's
much.
Like not dragging on the ground, so it's going to get dirty or like tangle you up,
mm-hmm.
is like a hazard, then I think you're okay.
I just feel like it would have looked really nice just like around his neck, not tied up or anything like that, just around his neck, sort of mirroring the silhouette of the jacket he's wearing.
True, and you know, that's like just another way to wear it. He could do it like you kind of pop the collar a bit of the jacket and then you put the scarf behind it, and so it's coming down at the sides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's probably done that since he got the scarf. He's had some time now, you know, he's had like another month.
Yes, he has. The show wraps up with Gasol gifting Serge the sunglasses that he wore to the parade at which Eric Moreland saved him from falling over the bus 7,000 times. very nice way to cap it all off. Would you wear those sunglasses from Gasol? Would you pay for them at an auction? As he says to Serge, I'm not going to play it because it doesn't really translate all that well, but as he says to Serge before giving them over, here, put these on and auction them and get some money.
He's like, you can get the money.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I probably wouldn't because, like, I wouldn't wear them, and I don't have, like, an area where I could place them.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as, like, memorabilia, you could.
Yeah, I'm also the kind of person who's never spent more than $10 on sunglasses because I lose them all the time. Mm-hmm. Are you like that, too?
I would say as someone who's recently, like, I'm not, like, crazy upper echelon, but I have, because they're just, like, they're nicer, they look better, they're made better, but I have, like, invested in a pair of sunglasses, and the time I did break them, the company replaced them for free, like, almost 2 years later, so that's like, a positive, and as someone who also used to always misplace or leave or just, like, kind of treat sunglasses poorly, it has made me not do that.
Yeah, see, I'm a glasses person. Like, I wear glasses, so I don't, like, sunglasses.
Transitions.
That's the thing. If I could get some prescription bad boys, not transitions, because I'm not 85, but
no, you know what? I would love to wear transitions. I especially like it when someone's wearing transitions, and, like, one side of their face is more, and it goes, like, totally transitioned, and the other side's just still glasses.
I feel like the version of me who wore mismatched polos with undershirts would have thought transitions were very cool. I do not think that now, and I just, like, I'm not much of a sunglasses person anyway. Like, I'm probably gonna, like, have burned retinas by the time I'm 50, but I don't wear sunglasses even in the summer a lot of the time because I usually still have my glasses in. If I'm wearing my contacts, sure, but I lose them so frequently that I go with usually free glasses I get. Like, my main pair of sunglasses still is a turquoise pair of glasses that I got from Indie 88's booth at Way Home 2016. And they are still, like, my main glasses.
No, you gotta save up. Use some of this money you're not spending right now on, like, anything else, and get yourself a nice pair of sunglasses for when we get to bust out of isolation.
This feels like a weird time to do it because I feel like we're going to be in isolation all summer long.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, if you're going by the 12 weeks thing, which, like, honestly may very well get extended, you're still going to be, like, taking walks, maybe sitting outside having a drink because you're, like, not going to anywhere else to do that.
Yeah.
Right? So if you know what, it makes you feel better. Like, it makes you feel good when, like, you look good and you have something you're taking pride in. I'm really trying to sell the sunglasses.
Yeah, do you work for Oakley?
No, and don't get Oakley. Don't like Oakley.
Oh, okay.
Then you feel like you'd look good in, like, a classic, like, Ray-Ban, like, yeah, a Wayfarer, or, like, maybe even something a little bit more upgraded.
Well, most of the glasses I do get are just, like, knockoff Ray-Ban looking ones. So, like, I know that style
yourself.
Works.
Treat yeah. yourself. Ray-Ban is also a pretty, like, decent price point.
But sell me on the difference. Just sell me on the difference between, like, a regular Ray-Ban and the knockoff Ray-Ban I get for $15, that it looks the same.
Yeah, but you get the warranty with the Ray-Ban, and it just feels nicer. They're a bit heavier. They're made out of, like, nicer stuff. They're probably not going to break on you. But if you've had those sunglasses that long, I guess you're treating them pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, like, my driving sunglasses, mostly, that when I'm driving and it's bright, I'll put them over my glasses because I'm very cool.
Right.
But, yeah. Anyway, that's enough talking about sunglasses
just something
for today.
To think about.
Sunglass companies. If you want to get me on board with your product, send me some and sponsor the podcast, and I would be glad to model them for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's probably a good place to leave it. Katie, any last words and thoughts on the AVEC class episode with Marc Gasol? I think it's one of the best. It might be one of the best things that Surge has done, period, in terms of online content. I think there's a couple How Hungry Are Yous that are obviously unimpeachable, and I think the OG episode, it's sort of a landmark moment in Raptors history almost because of how mainstream that went. But this episode's great, and Marc Gasol is such a soothing figure that I really, really enjoyed it start to finish.
Yeah, this one's really good. It made me really miss Marc Gasol for that like soothing quality, and it like I don't know. It's really nice. It still just continues to be nice to see Serge interact with guys who like you know he sees all the time, but like kind of in a way where he's almost more like. And I think that's kind of why he gets like so worked up and like seemingly upset sometimes, because this is something that like as much as it's like a bit of a spoofy show, he takes very seriously because it's very personal and like important to him. Mm-hmm. So to like see him kind of shyly bring that to his teammates in this way, I really like it.
Yeah, and I do think like this episode itself made me that much more certain that I want the Raptors to bring both of these guys back regardless of the cost next season.
Yes, yeah.
I've kind of moved past, honestly, the whole, like, go get a free agent in 2021. Fuck it. Give Serge 3 years. I don't care. He's perfect to have around. We already have a title. Like, what are we even competing for? Just have Serge around to be likable and fun, and I think I'm cool with that. I'm past the point of caring about superstar fish in free agency.
Damn, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Serge Ibaka, better than Giannis Antetokounmpo. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, tell me I'm wrong. I dare you.
No, I won't.
I know you won't.
Someone will.
Some normies might, but we don't care about the normies anyway. All right, I think that's going to do it for today's show, Katie. Thank you so much for hopping on. Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
Yeah, NBA Self-Isolation Watch.
Hell yeah.
Week 3 just dropped today on Dime, so you should read that because it's a lot of fun to write these. And I probably put way too much time and effort into them.
That is not a bad thing whatsoever. We appreciate all the work you're doing to keep track of all the players in self-isolation. You can find me at Woodley Sean on Twitter. Katie's, of course, at Whatevs. You can subscribe to, rate, and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's so, so appreciated when you do that. Going to actually drop a mini episode later today with our pal Jimmy Herbs, James Herbert. He's going to jump on to talk about the final. Yeah, James Herbert. He's actually coming on in 6 minutes, so I have to wrap this up briskly. We're going to talk about the final of the greatest Raptors regular season performance of all time tournament, the Gurspot, as they're calling it, and between DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. And so we'll get into that and have a quick episode that'll come up probably tonight for you to check out before you make your final vote before tomorrow at noon on Raptors.com. And big thanks again to Raptors.com for having me this month. It was a weird month, but it was a lot of fun, and I was very thankful. And I'm excited to get back to swearing in my articles at Raptors HQ. So that's coming soon, I promise. That's going to do it. Thank you so much. Go tell your smart speaker to listen to, what are we going to say today? Locked On Fantasy Baseball. How about that? If you're getting ready for your fantasy baseball drafts, Scott Cullen's still doing a lot of great stuff over there for you. Even though there's no baseball yet to draft, he's still churning out great content. So go listen to that. And that'll do it. We will talk to you again later today with another episode of Locked On Raptors.